This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Wanted to get back into the Commanders. How cautious would you be with Jaden Daniels going forward? It's been labeled week to week. We heard Dan Quinn talk about it yesterday. How do you treat him this weekend? If he starts, I feel like if they're going to put him out there, it has to be all gas, no brakes. It can't be, well, he's like 80%, so we feel like we can put him out there if we limit his running. I don't think that's what this coaching staff is all about.
No.
Like, they're going to put him out there if he's 100% full go, and that means passing and running. He's the full complement dual threat that we've seen.
So you don't think they scale back the run plays, the QB run calls a little bit?
They might, the ones between like the A gap, like you said.
Yeah.
You know.
You could scale it back a little bit, but I would agree. I mean, if you're going to play him, you got to make sure he's 100%.
Right. He's got to be full bore.
That he plays well in practice, doesn't look like he's hindered by this throwing motion or running.
I mean, if he's wincing in practice and he's grabbing his side.
If he's wincing, there's no chance.
If he's wincing, he's done.
He's got to shelve
him. I think we're already beyond the wincing, I'll be honest with you, but just by the tone. And again, I love to speculate. I know people hate when we speculate. I love speculating. And I'm perfectly happy to be wrong, but just reading the tea leaves and him about the mom tweeting that he's fine, him looking great on the sideline, them not being specific at all about the injury, they're so vague about it when normally they'll tell you, oh yeah, he's got an ACL, MCL, and you know, at least in football they pretty much tell you the injury. They may not do it in hockey, but they certainly do in football. And it sounds like from listening to DQ, and we played it earlier, they're basically going to monitor him in practice. So he's going to practice.
But what I'd be worried about is he gets through
practice. But we don't know what practice means.
He's going to wear the non-contact.
Could be limited.
He's going to wear the non-contact jersey,
yeah,
obviously. Gonna
hit him.
Yeah, no,
but like
hit him, yeah.
The first hit that he takes on Sunday against the Bears, if he starts and then he's doubled over in pain, then you got to take him out.
They're not stupid, so they know. That's why I think, I'm telling you, I'm really doubling down on my speculation. He popped something, they popped it back in, and now he's literally back to
normal. Now he's just painless? You're speculating there's no pain.
That it's just, they fixed him. Like, just like you do, like, your finger
know,
pops
man.
Out, they pop your finger back in.
I feel like it's my guess is, this is just a guess, that he has at least a slightly bruised rib, and there's some pain and tenderness there, and that at some point during the week, during practice, you might have a flare-up. Like on Thursday or Friday.
What you're saying is very plausible. Just have my own theory.
That's fine. Everybody
can
have
my own theory. What you're saying is very plausible. I grant you that.
Did you guys see on one of Mariota's touchdowns, they panned to Jaden Daniels on the sideline and he put his hand straight up in the air? If you had a bad rib, I mean, you would not be able to put your arms up that high.
Right. People say bruised ribs are more painful than broken ribs.
I think it depends on what side. So if it was on his left side, I don't think
he had show hands up.
Yeah, both hands up.
Yeah.
Both.
I was optimistic watching him on the sideline.
He should have just put his left hand up, right? Isn't that the bit left hand up?
I mean, he's probably so high on painkillers, he would even feel it when he put his arms up.
Well, that could be, but I don't think they gave him a painkiller because he wasn't coming back for that game.
Yeah, but you still give him painkillers
if he in fact had what Cake said, a bruised rib or something.
You know what they probably gave him? I've had this before. I think it's meloxicam. It's like a super high-powered, like, Advil. Definitely
that might be
that
true.
For pain.
I think they gave him a pill. They didn't give him a shot, if there's anything.
They gave him, like, a Percocet.
Everyone's rejecting
he's all loopy on the sideline.
All right, let me ask you this. What if he doesn't practice tomorrow?
Well, that's a big red flag.
That's a big one, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
If he doesn't practice tomorrow.
If he doesn't practice, yeah. If he even winces.
Wednesday, no, but some guys don't practice Wednesday, but
Wednesday's
they practice Thursday
day.
And Friday.
Yeah,
but
that
goes against
but
my
Wednesday's
theory.
The game plan. That's when he really start the game plan.
I'd hold him out of practice until Wednesday or Thursday. Give Mariota all the reps, just in case.
It's not a bad idea.
Just in case.
Just
even if Jaden gets out there and he re-injures a rib or something flares up or it's uncomfortable. Heck, even if he looks bad, like if he's not making all of the throws that he can normally make.
Well, they'll immediately rule him out. If he can't make all the throws.
I know, that's why Mariota needs the reps. I give him as many reps as Mariota needs. I would expect Mariota might see some time. If he gets sacked in the pocket and something jars loose, immediately pull Jaden, put Mariota back in.
I was thinking your way until I saw the presser, and I just Dan Quinn showed no strain. He seemed perfectly happy. I don't know. I've just changed my
mind. I know you're an elite people reader.
Yeah,
but I don't think you have a grasp on Danisms yet. Like you could read immediately through Ron Rivera.
Yeah,
you could tell what was ticking him off.
Mm-hmm.
What pissed him off, what he was really saying between the lines. I don't think you can read Dan Quinn just
yet. Well, what about what his mom tweeted? I'm putting all the evidence together.
Because that's mommy.
Hey, mommy.
But she would say he's fine. She immediately said he's fine. He walks out on the field, immediately gives everybody a thumbs up.
Yeah, but she could have meant he's fine as in the ribs not broken.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not.
He's fine could mean he's only going to miss a week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not long term.
Even though she had no idea, but that's what she
could. It could mean that. Everything you guys are saying are plausible. I like my instincts.
Right, if you want to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can do that at 800-636-1067. How do you treat Jaden Daniels going forward? How do you help him along this week to get him on the field, hopefully, to face the Bears and Caleb Williams?
Obviously the doctors have said, but if I watched that whole press conference. I listened to every question. There was nothing that indicated he wasn't going to try to practice on Wednesday. Yeah.
So my answer to the question is, how do I treat him? Listen to the doctors. Doctors say he can practice.
Doctors have obviously said he can
practice and play. Then I practice and play him.
That's
know what
they're going to do.
Ryan Clark made a good point last night about the whole Godwin injury.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this isn't Little League.
Yeah.
This is the NFL. You play.
Right.
If he can play, you play him.
100%. Well, that's what Dan said. He said it explicitly. If we can play him,
answering the question. The question 800-636-1067. If you think differently, you're gonna wrap him in bubble wrap.
Guys. It is a massive fart noise if it's Caleb Williams versus Marcus Mariota.
Oh, that's
405.
That's gonna suck.
Game got flexed, game got moved. It's a huge disappointment. And I understand if he's injured and he can't take the field, he can't play. It happens. Massively.
And I also have news for the Mariota fanboys out there now.
There are still those people.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually
about three passes.
Eventually, he's going to play like the old Mariota.
Yeah.
Just look at his career.
Him to back up what he did.
Yeah.
To do that back-to-back. And I'm a Commanders fan.
Yeah.
You're delusional.
Yeah.
Right. Look at his career percentage and completion. It's not 73% like he was on Sunday.
Of course it's not.
It's low 60s.
JP, if I'm Dan Quinn at practice, I bring that big net out and I try to make Jaden hit the squares. Yeah. If he can't hit the net, something's up.
Okay.
He's gonna hit the net.
I agree with you.
He's hit the net right away. That's
deadly accurate.
That's why he gave you the thumbs up. He says he's fine. He's so fine. I've done a 180 on
him. Has anybody seen
the other reason I play him is I think we all would say there's a massive difference, even though it's just one game. Between 6-2 and 5-3. 6-2 feels like
a lot of separation.
6-2 feels like, I mean, I know that
anybody
it happened under Zorn. I know it happened under Zorn, but 6-2 feels like fait accompli. You're going to make the playoffs.
I think Norv
5-3 makes
too.
It feel, it feels like you got a battle.
I'm
true,
guessing
but,
the answer
but Philly
no.
plays in Cincy. That ain't going to be easy.
Right.
So no matter what happens
the Giants
with Washington.
I'm not going to count the Giants.
No, the Giants
anymore.
Are
They're
done.
Dead. They're dead. They're
Dallas playing is playing San Francisco. Look, it's simple. If he doesn't have pain, you play him. If he's got pain, you don't play him.
I think the answer is no.
It's very simple.
Has anybody seen any video of Jaden Daniels since he left Northwest Stadium Sunday night?
Has anybody run into him at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, like is there any like him out on the street?
Has anybody seen him get a Slurpee?
Has anybody seen him just doing anything?
Like Valdez or Drabby saw McLaurin.
Exactly. If anybody has any run-ins with Jaden Daniels.
I like what you're doing.
I get any intel out there?
Anybody seen him out at One Loudon grabbing dinner or
anywhere,
something?
Anywhere. Doing anything. It could be the most mundane
thing
ever.
You see him pumping gas.
Getting Slurpee and an ice pack from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he gets a Slurpee and then he puts it directly onto his rib.
I'm telling you, the other thing that made me think this is a nothing burger is they're not going to do anything extra, like protection-wise. I mean, David Aldridge asked him. I assume he basically was like, I mean, you're obviously going to put a flak jacket on him, right? And they're like, no, we're not. No, he's got.
That's like asking Tua, are you going to put a guardian cap on? He's like, no. Right. What do I care?
They're not going to do anything extra.
Already concussed.
Telling you, he's money.
But to counter Jason, what he said was, well, I ask him if he says he's in pain, don't play him. But if he says he's okay.
Well, you'll be able to tell by what he's doing.
Well, no. I mean, I expect Jaden to say I'm fine. Like, well, even if there is, that's true.
Yeah, too.
But you'll be able to tell by the way he's practicing if he's in pain.
Yeah.
So if he's off and he can't hit the dumb net,
here's what I want.
And I say, hey, are you okay? And he says, yes, I'm okay.
More than that, I just want him
to walk. But you can tell if he still can't hit.
Here's the real test, Valdez. He walks out onto the practice field, and somebody just gives him a light punch to the rib. I'm not talking like a haymaker. Just give him a light nudge to the rib and see what his reaction is.
Okay.
Right. That's the easiest way to figure out if there's something wrong with his rib. If he doesn't flinch.
You're obviously joking. He's joking.
I mean, he's actually not joking.
I'm kind of joking.
That's what's funny not. Is he's not joking.
That's kind of comical.
I'm not talking about a Mike Tyson punch. Just a quick jab.
Just like a tap.
That would be one of my battery of tests.
Hey, demonstrate.
I'm dead serious.
Hey, demonstrate on Eric. Let me see that. I gotta see this.
I don't want you to hurt my rib. Okay, let me see what you would do.
Left side. It would just be like.
It doesn't matter what side.
It'd be like. Oh! Like that!
No!
That's
like
a tap.
That would be insanity.
Come on, that was nothing.
That would be insanity to do what he just did.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you.
If he flinches,
feel like the Flintstones or something like.
Hey, that might be on the same level. That might be on the same level as Rehab Strasburg in the majors.
No, it's not. It's not even close. Come on, I need to test the guy because he's going to get hit a lot harder than that on the field.
Hey.
I can guarantee you that.
I stand by rehabbing in the majors. You only had a certain amount of starts, like EB with his bendovers. Why waste him in the minors?
All right, let's bang out some of these calls.
That's why
you'll never be a GM.
If the Commanders want to put me on their strength and conditioning staff, I'm available.
You'll be a trainer. Yeah.
Imagine Cakes as the trainer.
If Cakes was the last person on earth, they wouldn't pick him as a trainer.
You're probably right.
So when Brandon Ayuk comes back from his ACL, MCL tear, you're going to kick him in the knee to see when he's ready?
No, this is EB. You're
club James's Achilles.
6 months, you got to kick him in the knee?
No, you're not listening. This test is rib specific.
Oh.
Doesn't have anything to do with the knee or the ankle.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
When did Brian Daboll become the strength and conditioning coach?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Tate in
Fredericksburg. Jesus is often mocked. Just remember that.
Tate wants to punch him in the ribs to test.
Gently, I said.
Yeah.
Good morning, Junks. You have some boots on the ground here in Fredericksburg, so if I come across Jaden Daniels at a 7-Eleven, I'll make sure to hit him with a Mike Tyson body shot.
I'm going to guess he's never been in Fredericksburg, but I could be wrong.
Why would he?
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, Tate.
He won't be here. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
So I won't come across him. But, guys, I got to say he's your franchise quarterback, and it's more so about the Bears defense. The Bears defense is able to get after the quarterback. They rank 7th in QB knockdowns and 7th in QB pressures. So, and they run.
Yeah, but what if he feels great? What if he feels great? Who cares?
Well, then, I mean, if he feels great and he's 100%, then there's no question. But I mean, as a player, of course, he's going to say that he can play.
They'll be able to tell by just like you saw on the sideline. He threw the ball, winced. They'll be able to tell.
Hey, I know what I'm doing.
They do this every week before the game, right? An hour before the game, the guys that are kind of borderline, they go out there, they go through their little warm-up, and they see if this guy looks like he can go or not.
Sure.
They do this evaluation every day.
Cakes, I'm with you on your test.
Because
it harkens me back to high school baseball.
Getting some support.
Right. High school baseball.
A cup check.
Yeah. My coach did the cup check.
Yeah.
Threw it right.
I'm telling you.
It's totally different than having an injured, potentially an injured
rib. He didn't tap
it.
He threw the baseball.
I'm on the vanguard of medical testing over here. I don't know why
you're on top of it. You're on top of it.
All right. Let's go to Mike.
If you can't take a punch to the ribs, you can't play.
Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is the beginning of the end. you guys have an RG4 on your hands. Let's come to reality.
Why? Why do you say that?
We hope not.
I think he bailed.
Hello,
bailed.
Mike. Mike, are you there?
Why do you say that? I mean, he is a skinny guy, but I mean, if you could survive a couple years in the SEC, all those car crashes he took there, why can't he survive
those,
here?
Some of those highlights are way worse than the tackle he suffered this past weekend.
Yeah, way worse.
Some of those hits are
insane.
Well,
you act like guys don't get hurt in the SEC. They played in the SEC.
They do?
Come on.
No, of course they do. That's my point. He played 2 years in the SEC.
Tua played in the SEC. That guy can barely play now.
Oh, you're saying played SEC and yeah, then
it doesn't
get
matter
here.
What conference you're
playing. I'm just, well, it kind of does. In other words, those are like all NFL guys. Like you're playing with a bunch of NFL guys.
Right. 100%. They're all NFL guys.
A large portion. I think the guys that play
this
on the
is
field,
a different level. The NFL is a different level.
I actually
in
think
strength and speed.
Especially if he doesn't miss a game, he's proving that he can withstand this.
Cakes, is he going to play? Is he going to take a practice punch to the
I
rib
hope so.
And play?
I hope the
you're still
training staff listens.
I don't know.
I you yesterday, but I flip flop.
I think
he's going to.
Can
play.
I wait till Wednesday?
Sure.
If he practices Wednesday and he's good, then I think he's in.
Sight unseen.
Well,
but Thursday, Friday. If he's waiting until Thursday, Friday.
If he's waiting until Thursday, Friday.
Say,
that's not a good time.
I'm going to say coin flip.
He has to be a full participant on Wednesday. Or what if he's limited Wednesday?
If he's limited.
If he's limited, and then full by Friday, he's playing. If he gets a full practice in on Friday, he is playing on Sunday.
What if it's limited, labeled as questionable?
Probably not playing.
I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
Most likely.
I'm just baking it on my theory that he popped something. They popped it back in, and he's.
What do you pop? What do you pop?
Well, a bunch of people told me that they.
What can you pop?
I don't know, like a rib,
cartilage. I'm gonna go with cartilage.
Cartilage you can pop back in.
A bunch of people told me because I asked that question, and a bunch of people throughout the day said, "Yeah, it's happened to me many times. Not a big deal."
And you can pop back in. There's no pain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, it's not a big deal, hey, what they said.
If I punch him in the right spot, that cartilage is going to hurt.
I haven't experienced it, but that's my theory.
Okay.
All right, if you want to give us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067, give us your theory if you have one on Jay Daniels' injury. How would you treat it going forward? How cautious are you with Jaden Daniels if he plays against the Bears on Sunday? We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.